We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Detroit speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Thy righteousness, Thy holiness, Thy might, and Thy power. And we thank Thee that we are able to come to Thee in the precious name of Jesus. We're thankful for the gospel, and we're thankful for the privilege of sharing Thy gospel with this precious congregation today. Wherever the service is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We know that you love everyone in our congregation and you are concerned for them, and we're asking you to minister to their needs and use this broadcast for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is a God and only one who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man according to His plan. There is a God, and He is real. Deep in my heart, His love I feel. When I am laid beneath the sod, I'll see and know. There is a God. When I was lost in sin and shame, the blessed Savior came. He lifted me higher ground, for heaven I am bound. There is a God, and He is real. Deep in my heart, His love I feel. When I am laid beneath the sod, I'll see and know.
There is a God,
and He is real.
Deep in my heart,
His love I feel.
When I am laid beneath the sod,
I'll see and know.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Who is God? And our text of Scripture, Isaiah 46 and 9. I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Those who wrote the Bible did not try to prove there was a true and living God. They wrote with the knowledge and with the inspiration of the Spirit that there was a true and living God. Who is God? The Creator of all things by Christ Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and He that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that made all things, that stretches forth the heavens, that spreadeth abroad the earth by its myself. Isaiah 44 and 24. What is the nature of His being? God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4 and 24. Does He have a material body? No. Being a spirit, He does not have flesh and bones. Can we see God with the natural eye? No. No man can see the face of God at any time, so we are told in the Scriptures. How long has there been a God? He has always been and always will be. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalm 90 and verse 2. Then is God eternal? Yes. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 27. Should we think of God as a person? Yes. Though he is an invisible spirit to the natural eye, he is a person, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Then the God who is a personal spirit must be the true and living God. Of course, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. So we read in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 10. Where does God dwell? God dwells in heaven. Jesus taught the disciples to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. Whenever Stephen was being stoned, he looked into heaven and he saw Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God. So God is real, and God dwells in heaven. But does not God dwell on the earth among men also? Yes, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah chapter 57 and 15. There is no place where God is not. Now we know that those men went to the moon, but they didn't take God with them. Well, they may have taken God with them as far as that goes, but God was already there. God inhabits eternity. Is there more than one God? No. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. And the scribes said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said truth, for there is one God, and there is none but he. They had asked Jesus a question about who was to love God and so forth, and Jesus told them that there was one true God, and they should love God with all their hearts, soul, mind, and strength. And that was their response to him. And the scribes said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none but him. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 32. Are there not many idols? Oh, yes, that are called gods. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verses 4 through 6. Is it right to make an image of God? No. What kind of an image would you make? God is much holier and greater than nature and man and anything that man can make. It is a sin to make worship an image of God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make there any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in earth or in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God, who visiteth the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 21. Is God everywhere? Yes. Since he is a spiritual being, he can be everywhere, and he is everywhere at the same time. Can anyone hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 24. That they should see the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So Paul told the Athenians, as recorded in Acts 17, chapter 17, and verses 27 and 28. Does God see everything? We do. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. What is God's attitude toward evil? What is God's attitude toward sin? He is grieved at wickedness. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thought, of his heart, were evil only continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So God is grieved, and the Bible tells us God is angry with the wicked every day. So God is grieved with this sinful world that we see and live among today. And he will reward them accordingly. Will God punish those who continue in sin? Yes. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And the Lord will say to those on the left-hand side in the judgment, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And Revelation 20:15 tells us, as many as were not found written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. So God is angry with the wicked, and God will punish the wicked. Does God not love those he has created? Yes, God loves everybody. He loves all. Was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that God that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. And that beautiful scripture that is so familiar, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. And when that verse says God loved the world, he's talking about the world of people. There's not a person on this earth that God doesn't love. Just because he hates sin doesn't mean that he doesn't love their soul. Again, he loved their soul so much that he sent his Son into this world to be the perpetuator for our sins. Now, in conclusion, do you know this God as your Heavenly Father? It is possible to know him through the redeeming grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ tasted death for every man, and whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it is not God's will that anyone perish. Everyone can become a child of God and have God as their Father. Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. I thank God today that I can say personally that God is my Heavenly Father, because the Lord Jesus is my Savior and my Redeemer. He took me out of that horrible pit and from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He took me off of that broad road and put me on the narrow way. The broad road leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life eternal. He translated me out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. He took my sins and removed them from me as far as the east is from the west. He wiped them out of his remembrance to remember them against us forever no more. What a blessed privilege it is to have the Almighty God as our Heavenly Father. Our Father, we do thank you today for the reality of the gospel, for the reality of salvation. And we thank you for our precious Redeemer. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing these thoughts, these scriptures, with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said and will make them a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. And if so, why not take time to write and let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Or you may send us an email, and our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. We also have a fax number that you can contact us if you would desire to use the fax. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have an archive there of a number of years of issues of the Way of Truth magazine that you may read. We also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you've missed any or if there's some that you would like to hear over, you can go to our webpage and there get our broadcast and hear one of the past. www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we would invite you to be with us in our services, if at all possible. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins at Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Avonie Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we would like to invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.